Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We've been mentioning to you that Washington opened some recreational pot stores yesterday. Did you hear? KUOW's Patricia Murphy was at the only one open in Seattle.
In the early morning hours, the crowd outside Cannabis City in SoTo was small. Just a handful of people waiting to be the first to buy recreational regulated pot scheduled to go on sale at noon. Julian Gonzalez is a software engineer from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I came in for the 4th of July and then found out this was happening, so I decided to extend my stay.
The state has issued 25 licenses, but most stores aren't open yet. Cannabis City is Seattle's first and so far only recreational brick and mortar. For some, this is a novelty. For others, it was a historic moment worth getting up early for.
It's a day that we have to remember because it's a day that drug war really ended.
Carl Prothman brought a lawn chair to help save his place in line.
You know, we finally get to purchase legal marijuana. And not that I'm a big pot smoker. It's just that I think that hemp and cannabis should be legal.
The vibe picked up as the morning wore on. Vendors selling glass pipes set up shop.
Seattle, Washington, on this beautiful, beautiful day.
With all this revelry, you might think it would be tempting to indulge in a little of the legal stuff. Well, the smell of pot was pretty scarce for most of the day. Alan Rich summed it up.
That's probably because it's against the law to smoke it in public. And you could be an undercover cop. Huh? No one likes handcuffs.
It seems few in this crowd were interested in flouting the law. By 11:30, the line snaked back and forth between the shop and the building next door. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes showed up. He supported efforts to legalize pot. He told the crowd there will be bumps along the way as the state moves towards a regulated system.
That's what this is all about. But the most important takeaway for everyone here is that today, marijuana sales became legal. And I'm here to personally exercise myself this new freedom.
And when the clock struck 12,
timing!
People were going nuts. But then someone called out, it would be 5 more minutes.
Oh.
But soon enough,
2-1!
You're welcome.
The shop opened its doors. Pre-packed pot lined the shelves. Right now, it's selling for $20 a gram, which includes the taxes. Cashier Pamela Fenstermacher was on hand to show off the different strains.
We have a couple different OG Kush varieties. We have the Opal OG Kush. We also have the Sweet Lafayette, some Copper Kush, and Pearls OG.
Everything These right are 80% indica, she explains, known to give a relaxing full body high. Deb Green of Seattle became the unofficial recreational pot maven of the day by showing up before everyone else. She says it was an accident. She was Cannabis City's first customer and ended up all over the news. Her family saw her on TV in Kansas, and so did the person who usually sells her pot.
I actually got a text from him a little bit ago. He said, I saw you on TV, now I know why you're not calling me.
Green was planning to buy 2 bags, one for herself and one to keep for history. She ended up getting caught up in the moment and blowing her budget. Green says she was ready to go home, smoke a bowl, and go to bed. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.